life where we least suspect it. Scientists are starting to think there are more to microbes than we suspect. I even saw a theory which stated our consciousness is not from our brains and could be from our stomach microbes. Now scientists at CITI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, are telling us microbes might be communicating with aliens. According to scientists, we have only been on the Earth for a short period of the geological calendar, which they claim is a little over 200,000 years. On the other hand, fossils of microbes have been found which are over 3.5 million years old. The microbes win that one. Could microbes have developed powers we know nothing about? To us, they are tiny organisms. They don't seem to be intelligent, but if they are, they are masters at hiding it. Could it be that microbes have a hive intelligence and we don't know it? That is an intelligence which is formed when billions of them are in one place? Could each individual microbe act like a cell of a brain? I hope you will sit down before I tell you this. Here is why CITI asked that question. A report was issued from a study made by Biosystems which suggests microbes are far more intelligent than we give them credit for. They even went so far as to show how microbes could conduct their own search for intelligent life on their own. No, this is not a misprint, and I understand how outrageous it sounds, but that was the conclusion Biosystems scientists came to. Here is some of the things Biosystems found out. All bacteria on Earth are connected to each other by a system which is worldwide called the bacteriosphere. There are billions of colonies all over the Earth, and each colony is said to have a super brain which can solve environmental problems. The bacteria are said to have regulated the genetic information using this web for at least 3.5 billion years, and this is something beyond the abilities of humans. The most dominant beings on Earth are bacteria. Without bacteria, life would die. I have to wonder if knowing these facts has changed anyone's idea about microbes and bacteria. Now that we know, according to the report, microbes basically can communicate with each other and are maybe the most important non-human life forms on Earth, could they be sending signals out into space to other bacteria and microbes? It turns out bacteria can live in space for at least 3 years and maybe longer. They may be able to live a lot longer. So long, in fact, they could eventually reach other planets and join the bacteriosphere there, where they disseminate their data about Earth. That does sound insane, I admit it, but so did the idea humans would fly someday. Microbes are not the only elements of the Earth which were more intelligent than thought. Another element which surprised everyone by possessing some sort of intelligence is water. Yes, you read that correctly. The Hopi always believed water was alive. The Japanese have investigated this claim, and to their surprise that found there is something very strange about water, and it sometimes acts like an intelligent being. One of the first things the Japanese found out was water reacts in different ways to music. Water crystals rearrange themselves when exposed to music or the written word. When Beethoven or Mozart pieces are played, water crystals became far more beautiful and expand. The crystals begin to look like diamonds and budding flowers. One might say music causes vibrations, and it is actually the vibrations rearranging the crystals, but how does one explain the reaction water has to a written word? The Japanese scientist placed water over the word let's, and the water crystals expanded and became beautiful. The next experiment was placing the water over the word must. The water crystals became ugly, and the center of the crystals became a dark green. It is almost as if water can be used to test what effect different words have on others when spoken. The Hopi believe there was only water in the beginning of time, and they believe all life was created from the water, land and sun. Water was happy in the beginning, but man's greed destroyed everything and the world became what it is now. Maybe the Hopi are right, and in the beginning, there was only water. How do we account for a liquid which we thought was benign for thousands of years seemingly being able to tell the difference in music and words? What else can water do which we don't suspect? And I have to ask this question: Is water a life form but we never realized it because it is so different from everything else? One of the biggest mysteries is what does it mean to be alive? Can we always tell when something is alive or not? I know I go back to a very old television program from the late 1940s, far before most people reading this were born and probably before their parents were born. One show was about a scientist who invented a device to discover what was alive and what was not. To his horror, he found out some things which were thought to be inanimate, such as rocks, were alive and felt pain when thrown around. His device even could pick up the pain a tree felt when it was being cut down. Will we find out things which we believed were not alive might turn out to be, and also things like plants felt pain when picked or cut? I would have said this was far-fetched, but we seem to be discovering more about certain types of life than we ever suspected. The upside is maybe it will lead to us treating these life forms better. Scientists today believe plants cannot feel pain and have no pain receptors. Yet some plants send out chemical warnings when they feel danger. Why is this? Could pain for them be different from us, but still be there? Certain plants can communicate with others when they are being attacked by pests. This alerts the other plants to prepare for the attack as best they can. Research from Cornell University bears this out. The plants send out chemical messages which are airborne and picked up by the other plants. How can plants which have no brain know enough to do this? There is much more to life than we first suspected. Life could be so different in some cases we won't recognize it. What if the water on other planets is the life? Would we know it?